This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Cold War will be back in the middle of public debate in the UK next week. Lawmakers there will be talking about that country's nuclear veterans, the thousands of servicemen who witnessed British and joint US-UK atmospheric nuclear tests. Many of those men went on to develop serious health problems. The US agreed to compensate its nuclear veterans back in the 1980s, but the Brits are still holding out, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
21,000 British servicemen took part in the testing. Many were ordered to witness the series of thermonuclear explosions like this one on Christmas Island in April 1958.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, plus one, you may turn now.
Standing out in the open, many dressed only in T-shirts and shorts, the men were told to turn their backs and put their hands in front of their faces.
There's a huge flash, and you can see the bones of your hands. The flash goes through your body, and you can see the bones of your hands, like an X-ray.
Don James, 19 years old at the time, believes that he and his fellow soldiers were standing about 5 miles from where the bomb was detonated.
Did you feel the force of the explosion?
Yes. As if somebody's opening an oven and the heat you can feel on your back. And then you get the blast come in and some of the coconut trees were bent right down, touching the ground.
Britain fires its first H-bomb to join the United States.
Don James believes the men were there to witness the explosions so the scientists could study their reactions, even though, as this newsreel of the day makes clear, there were concerns about radiation.
But the test added heat to the mounting debate over the safety of atomic tests.
Many of the young servicemen who played a part in the testing later developed severe health problems, among them Jeff Lydiat.
At one stage, I was in a wheelchair. I do find walking very difficult now. I can't walk very far. And I'm in constant pain. I take painkillers every day.
Like many of the nuclear veterans, Jeff suffers from a degenerative bone disease.
You believe there is a link between the nuclear tests and your health problems?
Yes. Well, the radiologists who've looked at my bones have said that my symptoms are very similar to the people who worked in X-ray right at the beginning.
But the British government and the courts do not accept there is a causal link between the tests and the veterans' ill health. They've refused to pay any compensation. Unlike the US, Washington has set aside more than $130 million to support American nuclear test veterans. John Barron is a member of the British Parliament.
The Americans treat their veterans much more generously. You do not have to prove a causal link. All you have to show is that you were there and you suffer one of a number of illnesses and you then get compensation.
And he points out that France too has awarded its nuclear vets on average more than $75,000 each.
What we're basically saying is that Britain ranks towards the bottom of the international table of decency, as we call it.
The UK government is clearly worried about cost. The incidence of birth defects among the veterans' children is disproportionately high. Shelley Grigg is a veteran's daughter with a host of debilitating congenital ailments. She says the government is terrified of a financial chain reaction.
They're frightened of how much money they're going to have to pay out, not only to the veterans, but their children and their children and their children. It's like a family tree. Where does it end? And where would they stop paying out money? It would just be too expensive for them.
But as the newsreels at the time dramatically declared, the nuclear tests played a vital part in the defence of Europe. Campaigners claim that Britain owes a debt of honour to those who contributed to Britain's nuclear deterrent.
For it seems that by the possession of such deadly weapons, peace can be maintained in this troubled world.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.